The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Yud Gimel, Amr Shmuel Yerokas Amr Chachama Adam Yotzei Ben Yedei Chavosu BePesach UPosin Sukkah Mishum Aver. My Taiva came to Lechiyav Sheiparchi BeNafli Kiman DeLesnu Dami. That these Yerokas that are kosher on Pesach for Morah, some of them, that they, since when they dry up, they just disintegrate and they're brittle, so they passed the sukkah because it's, they're considered like avir, and avir passels in gimel tefachim in terms of the schach. Rashi points out there that really the Gemara could have given another reason also, because they're passel independently, because oichlim and yerokas are passel because they're mekabel tum and therefore they're passel for schach. Except that there's nafkamina, because the shear of schach passel is dalet tefachim, and the shear of avir is only gimel tefachim. And Tosis says the sugya is talking about yerokas shelo huchsru, that there was no mayim put on it, so therefore they're still, even though they're not makabel tumah, they're still posel. So the rashas there, and as this is discussed in Machrayim, whether this halacha of yerokas that didn't have heksha, are they and oichlim, are they posel midirais midrabanan? And the Rashash assumed, since they're not Mekabel Tumah, since they didn't have Hechshemayim, so it's only a Drabonin din. But others disagree, and they think that it's a din Diyavaisa. So in terms of this Shaila, whether Oichlim that are not Huchsha, Posel for Schach, Midiraisa, so the Rav said this should depend on what the halacha of Heksha Oichlim is. Is Heksha Oichlim, which we learn from the Pasuk, Ki Yuton Mayim Azera, is that halacha, a separate halacha for Kabbalah's Tumah, you need Heksha Mayim? Or that the halacha of Heksha Mayim is a definition as relates to Kabbalah's Tumah in the Shem Oichel? So the Rav said this should depend on the Rambam, the Machlex Rishonim, but that the Rambam interprets that halacha of Hechshemayim that has to be Levatzon requires not just the Levatzon of anybody, but Dafka of the Bailam. The Rambam is Perek Yud Beis, Tumas Oichlim Halacha Aleph. So if it requires Dafka Levatzon Bailam, that's because you see it, that the Hechshah is a Tanai in the Shem Oichel. And without the nichus of the bailim, it can't be transformed into to Shem Oichel. Just like this halacha that to be morid kalim lidei tuma, it requires dafka machshavas habailim. So if it requires dafka machshavas habailim, so as she described, maybe it's a loch in the Shem Oichel. So in this Shaila, the Rav pointed out there's rise that's a loch in the Shem Oichel, because the Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Lamed Vav that Shchita is machshir for Kabbalah's Tumah. And Rashi says there that Shchita is Machshel the Bosel Kabbal Tumah, because at the Miga the Shaya Shchita Lahach Bosem Mide Evim and Achai Mashvi Leid Namik Uchlu Lagabi Tumah. So you see from Rashi's Loshen it sounds that's a Loch in the Shem Oichel, and also when the Gemara says in Chulin that Chibas HaKodesh Machshav Aso, Chibas HaKodesh is that if something is Kodesh it doesn't require Hechshemayim, because the Shem Kodesh itself gives it a Shem Oichel and therefore it doesn't require Hechshemayim. But if it was just a Zaitik a Tanai, an independent Tanai in Kabbalah's Tumah, so then offhand Chibas HaKodesh should not be a substitute for Hechshemayim. And the Gemara says in just a riot to the Rav, the Gemara says in Chulin Dav Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, this Gemara says Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yehuda Pera Shelo Huchshiru Ketana Shelo Nigmaru Malachto Domi. So you see it's a locha in the Shem Oichel, and just like there, it's like a Tana Shelo Nukta, like a the Kli or the Tana is incomplete, and similarly the oichel that doesn't have hechsher on it, didn't have ma'im levatzon on it, so that's also it's incomplete in terms of the Shem Kli as relates to the loch of tumah. So in terms of whether a Kli that's not huchsha, excuse me, a oichel that's not huchsha, a pavis, whether they pass a pavis, do they pass the sukkah midiraisa midrabbono and eschach pasal? So if it's a loch hechsher ma'im in the Shem Shem Pri and Shem Oichel, so maybe therefore it's not considered, that wouldn't pass on Midiraisa, and that's the opinion of the Rashash.